My name is Joanne Mudheu, a member of the Link Initiative. I reside at Githurai. I'm 25 years old. What I do, I am a community health volunteer. Currently, we are distributing HIV self-test kits. And my part-time, I do hairdressing. Okay, today being an International Youth Day, I came here to celebrate with other youths and to push ahead their agendas on youths due to unemployment and empowerment. With this COVID-19 pandemic, a lot of things have changed. More so for me, I can talk on my behalf. My form of income has reduced since I do door-to-door. Like, I am a mobile person. You call me, I come and do your hair. Most of people nowadays, they do not call me because they are fearing I may take corona to their houses. So, and also about the HIV self-test, when we are going to give to distribute to the community, most of them still don't want us to talk to them because they are fearing maybe we have the corona, and by the time I give that person the test kit, I may transfer the virus with the test kit. And also, most of the youth are now just staying home. Others have traveled to their rural areas because they cannot afford to pay rent or sustain their lives or have the daily bread. You find that some people used to work overnight, like night shift. They cannot go to work. The youths are sensitizing the community about the effect of sexual and reproductive health. Others are afraid to go to the health facility to access the sexual and reproductive health. And it has become a challenge. So some of us rush to the chemist to go and buy a contraceptive. And now that our president said that all the pharmacies should not give out the contraceptives, they should be accessed only on health facilities. It has become a challenge, and this may increase in unsafe abortion and also the increase of fake contraceptives, since because most of the people will go underground and try selling them. Yeah, and they might affect a lot of young girls and youths. I would like to see a safe space for all youths where they can go and sit and talk about the sexual and reproductive health rights. What worries me the most is that teenage pregnancies has risen with a rate of over 50%, and that affects the life of the children.